And if you're still not ready to get on a plane this summer, you might be getting behind the wheel of your car instead. But be careful, because the roads have been more dangerous lately. The National Safety Council says more than 42,000 people died in car crashes last year. That's up 8% from the year before. Now, some cities are taking note, and they're trying to do something about it. Kansas City, Missouri is among those adopting a Vision Zero plan to reach zero traffic deaths by 2030. The city manager, Brian Platt, joins us now. Brian, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And what were you seeing on the streets of Kansas City that pushed city leaders towards this goal of zero traffic deaths?
Well, Vision Zero and this approach is nothing new to Kansas City or any city across the country, and it's something that the council and stakeholders in this city have been talking about for quite a while. We were seeing an increase in traffic fatalities and serious injuries, particularly over the last 10 years, about 20% increase. The pandemic actually made it a little more obvious and evident. We did have a little bit of a spike, we think, because there was less traffic on the roads and an easier opportunity to speed and to engage in dangerous behavior. And so it became all the more urgent to put this at the top of the priority list.
Okay. And so what does it look like? What does zero fatalities look like on the street level? How do you do it?
There are a few things we can do. One of them is we can do what's called a curb extension. It shortens the distance of travel between the two sidewalks. It shortens the distance where pedestrians and cyclists may have an opportunity to interact with a vehicle. We can adjust the traffic signal timing as well. That actually makes all of the signals red for a short amount of time to give pedestrians and anyone walking through or cycling through an intersection a little bit of a head start. A lot of the crashes occur right at the corner where visibility is the lowest for vehicles and for pedestrians. Getting those pedestrians out into the center of the street actually makes them more visible to cars and reduces the chances for that type of interaction.
What does all that mean for traffic backups? Does that mean that it's going to be a lot slower if you're in a car?
There's a potential, but for the most part, we do a lot of studying and engineering of the intersections and the treatments that we're looking to pursue to make sure that we're not significantly impacting travel times. And what you'll find a lot of is that it doesn't necessarily impact travel times for the most part. It just limits the ability of drivers and cyclists to go too fast or to be too dangerous and reckless in some of those intersections and areas where there's potential for conflict.
Well, look, it sounds really good, and a lot of cities around the country are doing the exact same thing, or their own version of it. Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C., New York City, they've all done this over the last couple of years, and the results have been mixed. I mean, look at New York. Reduced traffic fatalities over the course of 4 years after doing Vision Zero, but then they're starting to rise again. Austin, Texas, things are actually getting worse now that they've started this plan. I think it's a similar story in Los Angeles. So why aren't these programs always doing their intended job?
It's hard to look at the high-level data at a citywide perspective and see the change. And that's because a lot of these treatments occur at a very hyper-local level. They're occurring at specific intersections. They're occurring along specific corridors. And when you look at those corridors, you look at those intersections, the data does show that vehicle speeds are reducing, that the number of crashes are reducing, that the number of fatalities are reducing.
It sounds like what you're saying, though, is that it might be necessary to do these sorts of mitigation efforts and these changes at intersections and along roads across the entire city to get to the point that you're hoping to, which is zero.
Correct. And we hope that these types of implementations and redesigns will be the new standard, that no longer will we have to go back to intersections and revisit them and make tweaks to traffic signal timing or the location of the curb line, that from now on, curbs, intersections, and traffic signal setups and all of the things that make our streets what they are will be designed with a new approach from the beginning.
If you are a black person in the United States, you are more likely to die in a traffic accident. That is true in your city. It is true in cities across the country. What are you going to do about that?
Equity is a significant component of this, as is any initiative that we do in Kansas City. And one of the things that we're trying to make sure we're focusing on is that the implementations and improvements are spread across the city in the most equitable and fair way possible. That includes a few different things. One is that just from a geographic perspective, making sure that we're covering all neighborhoods across the city. But the other is that we're doing enough community engagement and feedback to make sure that we're hearing from the people who are using the streets the most and understanding exactly where the challenges are in each particular neighborhood. It's not up to us to say this is a location that's more dangerous than another one. We're using data, we're using feedback, and we're using an equitable, broad approach to making sure that we're doing implementations in all neighborhoods.
Zero traffic deaths. Sounds a little unrealistic, although, of course, I hope you could do it. I mean, but what do you think? I mean, can you really?
I think it's an aspirational goal, but it is certainly feasible if all the right measures are put in place. It will take a long time to get through every single intersection in the city. We have 318 square miles. We have 6,000 lane miles of streets in Kansas City. You can imagine how long it takes just to do one intersection. So it is a long-term goal. But on the other side of it, you know, I don't think there's a city out there that would say, let's set a goal of only 10 deaths a year or 20 deaths a year. I don't think that anyone would ever want to set a goal that doesn't quite get all the way there.
Brian Platt is the city manager for Kansas City, Missouri, trying to get that city down to zero traffic deaths by the year 2030. Brian, good luck. I hope you get there. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much.